Hi, and welcome to the first episode of So That Happened. This is not what the normal podcast is going to sound like. Consider this an introduction. Today's episode is just going to be me talking to you about Wisk Community. I'm Steve Hansen. I'm the publisher at Wisk Community, but I wear a lot of other hats in the area. I am the vice president of the Menominee Market Food Co-op. I'm involved in the Wisconsin Farmers Union. I'm on the Environment Committee for Health Done Right, and I have been involved in Citizen Action Northwestern Wisconsin Organizing Co-op. What is Wisk Community and how did we get here? Well, that's a long story, I'm afraid. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version today. I used to be a political blogger, and I was a political blogger during that heyday of political bloggers, particularly during what I often like to think of as the Troubles in Wisconsin, but what other people would call Act 10. I spent a lot of time in Madison reporting on what was going on and actually did a daily podcast, although back then we didn't tend to call them podcasts, but it was reporting on what was going on in Madison on any given day. This was great, and for a while it was actually lucrative. I sort of became a blogging semi-star for a while there, got to give talks, got to talk to people in the media about what was going on in Wisconsin. But as with all good things, that all came to an end. And I found myself wanting to talk about things beyond politics and to build a platform that could be used in different communities around the state and would be easily accessible and usable by people who have slow broadband or are working from a mobile phone. This included building an interface so that discussions could happen via email, but be reflected on the web platform. I was really inspired by some of the mailing lists in the area, like Tell All and a few other ones. So I originally intended this to be more of a discussion and organizing platform. But it didn't work out that way. So it kind of begs the question, what if you build something and nobody comes? And that's more or less what happened. The site had a lot of readers, but never really has had much in the way of community participation. The answer here is that I'm trying to change focus a little bit. The site's become more of a straight journalism platform. In this case, most of the articles are written by me with some opinion and other articles coming from other people. I intended this to be a community platform, but that hasn't happened. I'm trying to find out ways to make that change, and I'll talk to you more about that later. Now that you have some idea how we got where we are, I'd like to talk a little about what is coming up at Wisk Community. For one thing, obviously, there is this podcast. I expect at first this may only happen monthly, and I warn you, this is an experiment. The podcast will usually focus on an individual topic in each episode. Some things you can expect to hear about in the near future will include the shortage of affordable housing in Don County, the Health Done Right Coalition, working toward improving health in the area, and perhaps a show about the plastics crisis, recycling, and what people in the Chippewa Valley are doing about it. You can also expect to hear some candidate forums and interviews as the election year goes on, as well as conversations with artists and other interesting people in the Chippewa Valley. Finally, we'll be doing some reporting on the state of groundwater in Dunn County, and the results from recent studies that show levels of bacteria, sulfate, and uranium in some wells in the county that are concerning. But in the long run, I'd like to think of this as your podcast. I'm interested in hearing what you'd like to know more about in the Chippewa Valley. Either drop me a note at tips@wis.community or use the audio widget on our podcast page to leave us a voice message. You can also call our voicemail at 715-598-9206 and leave a message. Some other exciting things are going on at Whisk Community besides. We're working on a complete site rebuild, which will make the site much faster and easier to navigate. This is a big project since it involves moving all of the data from the old site into the new one, and some of it needs to be processed quite a bit as it makes the trip. Don't expect this before spring 2020, but it's in the works. There will also be some other new features as time goes on. I'm really interested in building a food truck map for the area, where you'll be able to interactively see where food trucks are on any given day. I'm also working on bringing in information about legislation that's wending its way through the Capitol in Madison. All of that is currently available online, but if you tried to track a bill down, you know how difficult that can be. We'll be working with the Open States Project to smash that information down into a form that's easier to read and understand. We've recently invested in some new equipment to do live streaming. This won't be the typical sort of blurry live streaming you see on Facebook, shot out of a handheld cell phone, but video made with actual cameras and microphones and tripods. I'm hoping we might be able to live stream the upcoming candidate forum for Democratic candidates running for Sean Duffy's seat. That will be on January 15th. Watch this space. Live streaming is sometimes difficult because of limitations of the internet service where the forums are located, so it's possible you'll get a videotape version the next day instead. You can look forward to more coverage of government meetings, particularly in Dunn County. One thing that would make that possible would be the launch of an intern program. None of the work we do here comes free. We have costs for hosting the site, advertising, transportation, equipment, and of course, it would be nice if people working here didn't always have to do it completely out of the kindness of their hearts. If you're interested in seeing this work continue, please consider becoming a member of Whisk Community. You can find out more at the website. Thank you for listening. This has been our first actual test episode of this podcast, and there'll be many more to come. Later in January, we'll be bringing you some more interesting stories about things happening in the Chippewa Valley. If you've been wondering why I sound a little odd on this podcast, I've been battling bronchitis, which is part of the reason this episode's come out a little later than we expected. I can speak a little bit now. Anyway, we'll be seeing you soon, and I hope you'll listen in. Thank you very much.